On Tuesday night, the HSCW Lady Vikes knocked out another big win, beating Missouri Valley 46-31. The Big Reds continued to put some different offensive looks in the game, which kept HSCW on their toes all night long. Head coach Jason McCall was happy to see his girls get a big win on the road, especially keeping pace in the third and fourth quarters.
They did a really good job. Missouri Valley did it, giving us different looks. And, you know, our girls were able to adapt and find ways to work through it, no matter who was on the floor. So I'm super proud of them. I came out the second half, you know, with a little bit different mindset, different energy, and went on a huge run late in the third to midway through the fourth to give us that lead. So I'm just really proud of them for responding. And taking it upon themselves to know that, you know, something had to change. And, you know, they were steady and patient throughout the game. And it's always good to get one on the road.
Both teams had low scoring second and third quarters in the game, with the high energy defenses that showed up to play. The Lady Vikes had just 12 combined points in the second and third, while Missouri Valley was limited to just 7. HSCW's defense showed why they give up only an average of 41.4 points per game this season.
It was a slow start, I think, on both sides of the ball. But we settled in a little bit. We changed some stuff, too. I think we're still kind of in that point of what we're doing the best on the defensive side. And like I said, with the personnel we have out there, can we throw different defenses at people? But, yeah, I thought both teams did a good job of making it difficult and forcing, you know, each other to tough looks and rebounding the ball well, getting deflections, things like that.
Four out of the five top scorers this season are seniors for HSCW, including Delaney Goshorn with 15.1 points, Ella Langer with 6.1, Sadie Paulson with 5.5, and Grayson Barlow with 4.1 points per game, who have all been huge impacts for the younger players on the team. The freshmen and sophomores look up to these four due to their support and leadership on and off the hardwood.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better senior group ever. They've been very supportive of those girls from the jump. You know, go back to June when I first got to see all of them, meet all of them, and have an open gym with them. They were kind of setting the standard already, you know, getting those girls moving around and talking to them, helping them out. Like last night, we got some sophomores and freshmen into the game, and those seniors are usually the loudest on the bench. When it comes to supporting and just encouraging the ones that are out on the floor, they don't feel any sort of being jaded when they have to be on the bench and watching others.
HSCW has three straight games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday due to lots of rescheduling with the weather conditions over the last few weeks. They'll take on Red Oak tomorrow, a team that they have not faced off against since 2016. The game they're looking at is this Friday night against Logan Magnolia. HSCW previously beat the Panthers 52-30 earlier this season, but Logan Magnolia is a scrappy team that will take advantage of the short looks.
Yeah, we got 4 days this week, four games this week, and after not doing a lot for 3 weeks prior to that, it's tough. So I think tomorrow night, you know, just kind of getting back to what we did last night, rotate as many people as possible to keep bodies fresh. And, you know, that way we can finish the week on Friday and Saturday strong. And, you know, last time we played Logan, we were fortunate enough to shoot the ball really, really well. I think we started off the game with a boatload of threes. So when that happens, it makes it a lot easier. And also, I thought we played very well on the defensive side of the ball at the beginning of the game as well to give us early momentum. So we have to do that on Friday night. They're a very scrappy, hardworking, well-coached team, and they're going to give us a really good look. So we have to be prepared to come in to fight right away. To set the tone of how we want to play right away, and then offensively to settle in and make sure that we're not forcing anything. You know, see what the defense gives you, adapt to it, and just play basketball.
KSLM 96.5 will be live on Friday with myself, Zach Collins, in the game against Logan Magnolia. The pregame show will start at 5:45 p.m., and a tip-off is slated for a 6 p.m. start. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.